We continue with Mishnah Bura, Amud Yomi, Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Shin Chav Chesiv, Tes says the Mechaber, Hachoshesh Be'inov O Be'ino V'yesh Bo Tzir. If one has a pain in their eye, or they have one eye, two eyes, or they have some sort of mucus coming out of the eye, Osha Shosos Mimenu Dma'os Machmas Ke'ev, or tears are coming out of their eyes, Osha Haya Shoses Dam, or blood was coming out of their eyes, Osha Haya Bo Rira Uschilas Ochla, Pirchilas Choli, some other substance was coming out of their eyes, which shows that it is the beginning of an illness, Mechalin Alaves HaShabbos. The Mishnah Berurah explains that even though we are not Mechal HaShabbos on one aver, as we own one limb, as we will see later on, the eye is different, since the Gemara assumed that the eye is somehow the connected to the heart, and therefore if the eye is in danger, then the heart is in danger as well. It is considered Sakanos Nefashos, it is a danger to your entire body, if only your eye has some sort of illness in it. Whether this is true or not today, we would obviously have to consult the doctors, but this is what the Gemara assumed. However, it would probably just be defined as whatever the doctors think is a danger to a person's life, in whatever limb it is, we would be allowed to be Mechal HaShabbos for. And therefore, an infection in the eye, which the doctors assume is a case suffik pikuach nefesh, we would be able to be Mechal HaShabbos for it. Siv Yud, Kocholi Shaharofim Omnum Shu Sakana, any illness which the doctors say is a danger to the person's life. Afa Pishu Ala Basar Mibachotz, even if it is on the outside, meaning it is not a Makash Al Chala that we said we are Mechal HaShabbos for, still Mechal HaShabbos. We trust the doctors. If the doctors say it is danger to his life, we can be Mechal HaShabbos for it. Vim rofei echad omer tzarech, rofei echad omer eino tzarech, mechalin. If one doctor says it is a danger to his life and the other says it's not, that is suffik nefashos. It is at least a suffik, one versus one. And on a suffik, pikuach nefesh, we are also Mechal HaShabbos. So therefore, you can be Mechal HaShabbos even if it is a disagreement amongst the doctors. The Mishnah Berurah says that this refers to even if one of the doctors is a non-Jew, if he really knows what he's talking about, then we can rely on him to be Mechal HaShabbos. The Bar Halacha points out that when we say it's one versus one, that's a suffik, and we're Mechal HaShabbos, that's assuming that they are equal in their knowledge of medicine. However, if one doctor is clearly a better doctor, then we would not call that a suffik. Rather, we would go with the better doctor, whichever way he assumes. The Mechaber continues, Yesh Misha Omer, She'in Tzarech Mumched, Chol B'nei Adam Chashuvim Mumchem Ksas, Usfek Nefashos Sahakel. Some say that you don't even need to be a knowledgeable doctor. Rather, everybody knows what is considered dangerous and what is not dangerous, and therefore, anytime someone says this is a danger, we can say it as a Sufik Nefashos, and we can be Makil. However, obviously, the Mishnah Berurah says it must be where, you know, this person shows some sort of semblance of understanding what's going on with this body. And if there is someone who is a Mumche, who is knowledgeable, and the Stam person disagrees with that person who is knowledgeable, once again, just as we said, you go with the better doctor versus the weaker doctor, so too you go with the knowledgeable person versus the not knowledgeable person, even though the Mechaber says that everyone is considered to be a little bit of a mumcha when it comes to danger to one's life. The Rama adds, V'yesh omrim davke Yisraelim, there are some who say that this is only true when it comes to Jews. Aval Stam einam Yehudim she'einam rofim lo machzakinim osam kibikim. True. A non-Jew who is a doctor, we will rely on. However, when the Mechaber just said that everyone is somewhat knowledgeable when it comes to illness and danger to life, that is only true with Jews, but non-Jews we will not rely on. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason is because the Jew understands the concept of Chilul Shabbos, and he won't take that lightly. So therefore, even someone who's not a doctor will only say, we can be Mechal HaShabbos for this person if he really knows what he's talking about, or thinks he knows what he's talking about. But a non-Jew who doesn't really care about Shabbos, he'll let it go no matter what. And the Mishnah Berurah says that this is the Iker opinion to differentiate between a Jew and a non-Jew. Some suggest that based on our reasoning, even a non-religious Jew who doesn't really care so much about Shabbos, so then we wouldn't be able to rely on him if he's not a doctor either. The Rama continues, Misha rotzim la'anso she'yavor aveira gedola. If there are people who are trying to force a certain Jew to perform an aveira on Shabbos, in mechal on olav haShabbos kedei la'atzilo, we are not mechal haShabbos in order to save him from being mechal haShabbos. Meaning, says the Mishnah Berurah, we don't say chatei b'shil she'yizke chavercha. We do not tell one person to sin in order for another person to benefit, in order for another person not to sin. The Mishnah Berurah adds that if that aveira that they're trying to get him to do is one of the major three aveiras, avodah zarah, gilui arayos, or shfichas damim, then it is possible that we would say it's better for you to be Machal Shabbos in order that that other person not have to perform one of those three Averos, which we would actually say he would need to give up his life for. We referenced this halacha of Chatei B'Sheish Al Yiske Chavercha earlier on in Simen Shin Vav, in the case of people who have kidnapped a daughter, and they are trying to convert her to a different religion, that we said you are allowed to be Machal Shabbos to save her. We do say Chatei B'Sheish Al Yiske Chavercha. And we pointed out that the commentaries explain that it depends whether the person was negligent. They put themselves in that situation where they have to sin, and therefore we would not say in such a case, Chatei B'Sheish Al Yiske Chavercha. But if it was not the fault of the person that they were placed in this predicament, then we would say Chatei B'Sheish Al Yiske Chavercha. So maybe over here, somehow this is a case of Pshia. Another differentiation we made was whether it is a mitzvah rabbah, if it is a great mitzvah that you are saving, that you are causing for that person. So therefore, by you sinning and saving her from leaving the Jewish religion, that is clearly a mitzvah rabbah. But over here, if they're just going to make you perform one small avera, who knows what that avera is, so maybe it wouldn't be that big of a deal that we would say Chatei B'Sheish Al Yiske Chaver. And that is a difference that the Mishnah Berurah himself points out earlier on in Siman Shin Vav, when he says that over there, you're saving her from performing averas the rest of her life, whereas over here, it's just a one avera, one time avera, so maybe we wouldn't be Machal Shabbos to save that person from performing the one avera. Sif Yud Aleph, Chol HaSheyesh Bo Sakana, She'amdu B'Yom Shabbos She'tzarech La'asos L'Refua Yedua She'yesh Bo Melechas Chil Shabbos Shmona Yamim. There is a person whose life is in danger, and they have figured out that there is a Refua, there is some sort of process that can be done to save this person, but it will take 8 days. Ain omrim namtin ad alayla, v'nim social anachal ala ela Shabbos achas. We don't say, wait till after Shabbos, so that you're only mechal the next Shabbos, but you will not need to be mechal this Shabbos and the next Shabbos, as two Shabbosim will be included in the 8 days if you start now. El yasu miyad, aval pisha mechal om shtei Shabbosos. You can do it, begin right away to start saving him, even though he will now have to be mechal two Shabbosos. The poskim discuss how this relates to a medicine which needs to be taken for 8 days, if you should wait till after Shabbos to begin taking it. And we see that one does not really need to wait if one is in danger, if a medicine will help someone, so then you're allowed to take it even if it will include a Shabbos. If you base kishem chalin Shabbos achol sheish bo sakana mishtadlin shelo lasos aydei nem yehudim uktanim v'nashim el aydei yisrael gedolim uvnei da'as. When we are going to be mechal Shabbos, says the mechaber, we are Mechal Shabbos ourselves. The men who are of knowledge and are over 13, adults, are the ones who should be Mechal Shabbos. Do not have a non-Jew do it, do not have a child do it, and do not have women do it. The Mishnah Berurah explains the reason for this. The Rush, he quotes the Rush, who says that sometimes there won't be women or children around, and the men will think, oh, we're not supposed to do it. And therefore, they won't end up saving that person's life. So in order to prevent that from happening, we say better for the man to do it so that he will know that he is always supposed to do it. Also, we fear that maybe people will think, you know what, if really we're supposed to be looking for women or children to do it, so then really it's better for us not to be Machal Shabbos. And we're only doing it because, all right, it's women or children, it's okay for some reason. So in order for people not to think that, and rather to rush to be able to save the person's life, we say it is best for the men to do it, do not have anyone else do it. The Ramah adds what would seem to be an obvious caveat, V'yeshomrim dim efshar lasos belo dichoi, uvelo ichar al deshinui, osa al deshinui. It's true, you really should do it yourself, but if doing it in an abnormal manner and knocking it down to an Isser Darabanan will not affect the Savior, so then do that. And if you can do it with a non-Jew without it making the refuah come at a later time, it won't take any longer to save this person's life if you have a non-Jew do it, meaning there's a non-Jew right next to you who could do it just as well as you. You don't have to run and get him. Then it's better to do it through the non-Jew also. Says the Ramah, this is the minug, that if it will not affect the time needed in order to save this person, there's a non-Jew right there, and doing it in an abnormal way will do it just the same healing process, then better to do it in the abnormal way or through a non-Jew. But if there's concern that asking the non-Jew to do it will take a longer time, he won't do as good of a job, then it's better to do it yourself and don't have the non-Jew do it. The Mishnah Berurah says, this is obviously talking about a case where everyone is just standing there, but if there's only men there, so obviously you shouldn't take the time to go find a non-Jew, as who knows what could happen during that time. This is not only true with a non-Jew, but it's true about asking a child as well, says the Mishnah Berurah. If asking the child won't affect the healing, you can ask the child. However, the Mishnah Berurah quotes that the Taz says that this is not the correct minhag. Even if there's a non-Jew standing there, even if it will be equal, better to ask a Jew because the Jew will always do it quicker. The Jew will always care more than the non-Jew to save this person's life. So even if it is a suffix, Sakanas Nefashos, best for the adult Jew, adult male Jew, to do it and not ask anyone else to do it. How do we paskin l'maisa? Rav Moshe Feinstein says that we should paskin like the Taz, and therefore the man should always do it, while Rav Vosner and Shevet Alevi says that even though the Ikar Halacha is like the Taz, we are noheg like the Rama, that if you can do it through a non-Jew and it won't affect the healing process, it won't affect the time that it takes, better to do it through the non-Jew. Therefore, says Rav Nissen Karel, it's the same thing is true with going to the hospital. Better to call a non-Jew to drive you to the hospital, even if you're going to have to call him, because that's only one aveira to make a phone call, whereas you driving is a constant aveira. You could do a couple chilul Shabbos on the way through the driving, so better to have the non-Jew do it than for you to drive to the hospital yourself. So, to machlokes, what the best approach is, should you try and knock it down to a lower aveira through an abnormal manner, having a non-Jew do it, having a child do it, or should you do it yourself, if nothing will be affected, and once you consult a posek, obviously before the situation arises, to see what the best approach is.